thank you all for being here today. This is a very exciting time. This is a group of guys who we refer to as the Johnnies. They are supporters and friends of David Cook, and you guys have been getting some email updates from David Cook over the last year or two about what's going on with the movie 7 Days in Utopia. One of the things, we found David. Thank you. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, buddy. So we're good to get this started. Just by matter of record, everyone, I want you to know we are recording this, so we will send this back out to you as an MP3 and show you the playback number, and you can listen again, or you can forward that to other people, which we hope you will do. We're trying to keep this as tight as possible. We have a number of people that I want to have give a brief update. David, there's actually more people here than RSVP'd. You have quite a following. Would you, David, mind just taking a minute and talk to your guys there and thank them for being a part of this journey with you?
Guys, I can't thank you enough, and I'm just overwhelmed by what God is doing. He gets all the glory, obviously, for all of this, and there's only one reason for making the movie, and that is for the potential for there to be feet in heaven one day because of the storyline of this movie, and for people to be encouraged, for hope to be delivered through the film, and for hearts to be changed. And that's the only reason we made this movie, and was a long, hard journey. We're not all the way done yet, but we're really getting close. The movie looks great. We've seen it, the completed part. Dennis will tell you more about that. But I can't thank you enough. This will not happen. Just understand this. This will not happen unless we continue as a team, and I call you guys teams and true friends, unless each of us at this point going forward gets as many people as we can into a position to hear the message of this movie. So we're not saying that to sell tickets. We're saying that to help complete what God started a long time ago through the book, and that is get people in the theater so the Holy Spirit can do his thing. And I thank you guys. I know each of you will do that. And we're going on a great adventure over the next few weeks. I can't wait to continue it. And let me just say this, and I'll let it go. I believe the movie is not the end. You know, it's kind of like, it looks like the end of this long, hard journey that we've had. You know, okay, it's in the theaters, take a deep breath. I see the movie as the beginning. This is the beginning of what God had meant it to be, of, you know, 3 years ago when we started this project. So the beginning, we're not at the finish line. We're approaching the starting line for you guys. So let's get after it, and let's go do something together that will change eternity, okay?
David, that's fantastic. I think if I had to mute everybody, but if they could say so, I'm sure they're all saying amen right now. Let me give a little bit of information here at the front. If you have a question during this conversation, you can email us at our email address, info@linksofutopia.com. Many of you have responded to that to get on this call. So info@linksofutopia.com. Send us your questions. What I'll do real time is I will take the question and I will throw it out to the various team members that are going to be on this call and get you an answer, okay? And again, we are recording this for later, so there'll be a chance to go back over this again. We are incredibly, as a team, incredibly blessed to have Dennis Rice working with us on this movie. Dennis is a veteran of Hollywood Pictures of his whole career. He's worked at Disney. He worked for other companies as well. He started his own business. He has done films. If I gave you the list, you'd be amazed at the number of movies you've gone to see that Dennis Rice was in charge of marketing. I will say this. I don't think there has ever been a film that's a faith-oriented film that's ever had the kind of leadership and oversight that our film has from Dennis's position. And I'm really honored to be on this team. I'm really honored to have him here. And Dennis, I wish you would just take a minute and you would say hi to all these guys and that you would talk about sort of the big picture of this movie and what we're doing from a big scope standpoint.
I would be honored to do that, and Barry, that $50 bill is in the mail for that introduction. I actually see this as a real privilege to work on this picture. Barry's right. I've been lucky in being able to work on a number of pictures that I've always been passionate about, but I can honestly tell you that I don't think I'm any less passionate about this film than anything else I've done. In fact, I am more so because of the relationship that I've been able to develop with David and the messaging that was started in the book that I'm hoping is going to continue with the movie. And I can't embrace enough the notion that David just mentioned, which is we've really seen this movie as a starting point. Some of the other faith-based pictures that we've worked on in the past and that some of you may have supported, I've often felt that Hollywood is very selfish in their perspective, where they try to get your support to sell tickets for the almighty dollar. And we've taken a very different approach here that I'm hopeful through Barry and Charlie and everybody else that's on the team has reached out to you, is that we really want to make sure that this movie is seen as a resource to all of you to further your messaging and your ministry opportunities, because that's exactly how we believe the word is going to get out. And the more people that may see this movie, the better the message is going to be heard, and hopefully it will change lives, and that's really at the core of everything we're trying to do. So I very much appreciate all of your efforts and all of your support. It's been a tremendous journey for all of us. We have got a lot of great relationships where we have been focusing primarily towards two real groups. Obviously, for those of you that have read the book, and I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have, this is a movie about life and people's journeys to find what life is all about, especially with their relationship with God. That just happens to be set in the world of golf. But it would be remiss to suggest that this is just a golf movie. That said, we've had a tremendous amount of support from the golf community. We have partnerships with the PGA Tour that have allowed us to put our messaging that's more golf-related into the tournaments throughout their schedules. We've got a tremendous relationship with the PGA of America, which is a different organization that really represents those working-class men and women around the country that support the game of golf at the local driving range or the local municipal golf course or the country club or the golf club around. And they are helping us get the word out into the golf community. The Golf Channel is a huge partner. Some of their on-air talent is included in the movie, and they have been incredible to work with. They are going to help promote the film between the Masters and all the way through September. So we're very honored to have their support. They see this movie as a vehicle to support the ideals of the game of golf, things like leadership and sportsmanship and honesty and integrity and everything that the book has been able to generate. We feel the movie delivers as well. And we're lucky to have some of these golf partnerships. Callaway is also a big supporter of the film. So we're starting from the ground up, and we're trying to get every community to support this picture from a golf perspective, and we think we've done a pretty good job of that. on September 2nd, we're going to open this picture in about 500 theaters throughout the country. We're going to provide you with all of those theaters over the next few weeks as we finalize all of that. And we're making sure that if you play golf, you're going to know about this movie. And the other group that we've been focusing on is the generic group that we call the faith and family community, all of whom you help support. And we believe that the messaging of the movie is a very important one, and we're creating materials for all of you to use in order to make sure that the objectives of your ministries are going to be served by the movie in any way that we can help you accomplish that. And I know Barry and Charlie and other folks have been working with you, so you are aware of everything that we're doing to help support that. And if for some of you, if you're not aware of it, send in those email questions and we'll get out to you as best we can. Now, one of the things that we've also done, which I believe is an interesting and a new approach to allowing everybody that wants to experience this movie together, whether it's your local church group or your local ministry groups or your national ministry organizations, we have provided for August 31st, which is a Wednesday, and Thursday, September 1st, prior to our opening on Friday, September 2nd, an opportunity for groups to see the movie before anybody else has an opportunity to do that. And so we are working with all of the theater circuits throughout the country to provide us with theaters and showtimes now for those 2 days for all of you to take advantage of seeing this movie before anybody in the country has an opportunity to see it, which is Friday, September 2nd. So I strongly encourage you to work with Barry and Charlie and everybody else on the team so that if you've got groups that want to celebrate the messaging of this movie together and be able to see it before anybody else does, August 31st and September 1st are the opportunities to do that. We are very honored to have a tremendous cast with Robert Duvall and Lucas Black and Melissa Leo and a number of other folks. We think that the value of the quality of this film will help with the messaging that we want to deliver in a way that no other Christian movie has had the opportunity to do so, because I think the group here has been able to produce a film that is worthy of any Hollywood production company, and it will elevate the value of our messaging to what I believe is a quality of film that is unprecedented in the faith and family marketplace. And I think it's a real tribute to David. I think it's a real tribute to the producers and the director to have been able to assemble people in the cast and the crew to have created such a quality movie that once you see it, you're going to agree with me, I know, that this is a movie worthy of anybody to see. And even though the message is very strong and very clear, it's an incredibly entertaining movie that I think everybody is going to enjoy. And I'm just hopeful that with your help, we can get as many people to see this as possible, because it's going to accomplish the ministries that you've developed. It's going to accomplish the messaging beyond all of that. And we just think it's a great opportunity to get the word out. And I feel really blessed and honored to be a part of this team. And believe me, it is a team, and I'm just one small contributor to that. Everybody that's been working so hard on this movie has done a tremendous job to get this film in the shape that it's in and the programs developed that will help as many people see this as possible. And again, I really agree with David. This is the beginning of what I'll describe as life's sacred journey. I know A Golf Sacred Journey is the name of the book, and 7 Days in Utopia is the name of the movie, but from the minute I read the book and the minute I listened to David and the minute I saw the film and how it was developing, its messaging. This is really about life's sacred journey and how we can serve the Lord in a way that gives us the opportunity to feel great about what we're doing and getting the message to people that may need to hear that message so that they can get on the same path that they need to be on. And I really feel grateful to have the opportunity to be a part of that.
Dennis, I know you're going to have to leave in a minute. Could you give them just a sense of, I've had this question so many times, is the movie true to the book? Are the precepts that are important in the book found in the movie? And just talk a little bit about the sort of the creative path there, how the movie lays out.
I absolutely believe that the movie is true to the book in terms of its messaging and in terms of its teaching opportunities that come from Luke's 7 days in Utopia with Johnny Crawford. As in any movie that is adapted from a book, you've got to try and consolidate what takes place over several hundred pages into a 90-minute story. So there may be a few characters that are a little bit different. There may be a couple of characters that are new. If you've seen our trailer, whether it's the trailer in theaters or the trailer we produced for Golfers, you'll see that there's a character by the name of Sarah. Well, ladies like to see romantic stories, so we've built a little romance into the movie that may not have been quite as developed in the book, but that's the opportunity for us to get the messaging out to both men and women who might misunderstand this picture as being just about golf. So there are a couple of things that are different, and David can certainly speak to that. But I really believe at the heart and soul of this movie, it is exactly taking the messages that were in the book and building from that, and allowing this journey to continue.
David, your comments on that?
There's a really neat completion. Or a compliment in the movie. There's a great father-son story in the movie that's not in the book. And the story of Joe and his family being put back together at the end of the book, we're saving that for the sequel because we didn't have enough time in the last 10 minutes of the movie to really, you know, it was the last 10 pages of the book. In the last 10 minutes of the movie, you really can't flesh out that story. So we've got a really strong father-son message in here rather than that, so it'll add some interest to those that have read the book and also gives us a real good starting point on the sequel as well.
Great. And Dennis, again, I know you've got an appointment right now. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to drill down into some of these other issues. Jim's on the call, Jackie's on the call, Charlie's on the call. We got other people to get to, but thanks again, Dennis, for leading us through this. It's been a real honor.
Well, guys, I can't thank you enough, and for everybody that's on this call, I just am very grateful that you have taken the time to listen to what we've had to say. If there's anything you need from us, please use us as a resource. We want this to be a win-win for everybody, and if we can serve your groups and your ministries, that's really our number one goal. So thank you for taking the time to be on the call. Thanks, Barry, for setting this up. And if you guys ever need anything, please let me know through Barry, and I'll be happy to help you in any way I can.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Boy, what an honor it is to have Dennis Rice working with us, guys. I can't tell you enough about that. I'm going to real quickly keep moving here because we got a lot to cover and a short time to do it in. And please, you all, don't be bothered by the dinging you're hearing. They're just people coming on at different times. It's just kind of, it's a good sound. It's almost like the sound of your children. You know they're there. That's a good thing. And also remember the info@linksofutopia.com. If you want to send a question right now, you know, send us an email right now on it. We'll try to get you an answer right here on this conference call. Charlie Nelson with Grace Hill Media. I know you're here. Charlie, come on the call. talk to us. Give us an update on what's going on the PR side for this movie.
Well, we got, thank you for inviting me as well.
Charlie, would you mind coming up a little closer on your phone for me, please?
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. I just plugged Verizon. Sorry about that. My sacred journey on the film started way back last year during production. And that's when I was fortunate enough to meet David and Barry and the team. We had a great set visit. I'm going to talk mostly about the faith-based side, but, have a little update on the mainstream as well. But we had a great turnout on set last year from the folks from K-Love, Baptist Press, Salem Radio Network, World Magazine, CBN, TBN. They were all there and supporting the film then as they are now. But we are very fortunate. I just dropped a little bomb on Dr. Cook yesterday, asking him for about 14 to 16 hours of his time just to accomplish phoners leading up to the release. We have had a tremendous feedback and interest for coverage on the film, and David's going to be sitting at that breakfast table bright and early with his coffee, water, and talking away for hours on end to support this film for editorial coverage on radio, online, and print. So, like I said, we're gearing up, and it's looking spectacular. Like I said, we've got all the major players involved with the film. David will be with his buddy Marcus Lamb on Daystar on 9-1 the day before opening, which couldn't hit at a better time. He will do exceptionally well on that interview, and then he's going to peel off and play a little round of golf with Marcus. So we are just very fortunate, and that's top line. I don't know how detailed I can get just because the outlets are so numerous, but you can expect to see coverage, positive coverage from the main television network, Christian television networks, all the top websites, which transition into the newspaper and print as well.
Charlie, we did say in our email to everyone, so I think it's appropriate to bring up the pastor screenings, I think, if you want to touch on that.
Okay. To help increase awareness and for our community to get the word out that this film is portraying a positive message, world-class production values, and once again, like I said, the awareness, we are starting earlier than most. We are doing a nationwide, probably in 20 solid Christian markets in early August, a screening program for pastors and true ministry leaders to get them excited to go back to their congregations and organizations to get the word out. Our focus, let's say, is that opening weekend, as they say in Hollywood, opening weekend is key, but in early August, where we are accomplishing this multi-city, multi-market program to, like I said, jumpstart and let these people that hundreds and thousands of people follow, listen to, respect, tell their experiences firsthand. The proof is in the pudding. And with these pastors being able to see the film almost a month out, It is a great time to help organize and move large groups forward in seeing this film. And for us in the Christian community, there are not many films that we are fortunate enough to have a G rating. The
Good
film
point.
Is rated G, and it is not. It's not a Looney Tunes or something like that. This film resonates. It's got a message. It's got a purpose.
The only top-selling, Charlie, the only top-selling G-rated movie I could find from the last 12 months was Toy Story.
Right.
So we're in a very clean segment.
We're in a good way. It also proves to the point that it is a family film. You know, it is going to skew male. We all know that. But it's also going to skew female, the wives with their husbands. And it's something that they should be able to take their family to, something to live up to the values that we all aspire to. And so we've got a win-win going here.
Great. David, any comments on anything Charlie's talking about?
No. Just keep going. Thanks.
Just keep right on plowing. I'll do it. Thanks.
A couple other points to go through. We are going to have a ministry resource site available in early August. So the pastors and folks that are going to these screenings, as well as for you folks, can access. It will be free. We're still working through on the details on how to get it, but we're putting a ministry resource package together on the film with sermon outlines and study guides that have clips from the film to accompany the message of these sermons. And I don't know if you're familiar with this component, but there's so many churches around the country these days that have the video capabilities in church and during sermons. And we, of course, can't, the messages of the film will be portrayed in these sermon outlines, and they are true outlines. A pastor must fill in and make it his own personal message to his congregation. But it's subtle messaging. It's not an advertisement, but the clips will be pulled to accompany from the film to accompany these pastor sermons. And it's really a great way to use a contemporary medium to discuss issues that interest the pastor and will engage the congregation. You know, folks of my age and above, you know, we're already there. But let's also get the youth and the younger folks engaged, and one of the best ways to do that is via a visual medium these days.
That's a good point, Charlie, and we'll want to we'll need the guys on this call to help us. We'll send this link out as soon as we have it, and they can use that to spread the word in their communities, right?
Oh, totally. That is totally the case. And it is offered for free. It will be on major ministry sites where pastors and leaders, whether it be youth group, small group, marriage groups, go to find content to move their message along. And it's really a wonderful, you know, and budgets are tight, and that's why one of the reasons we offer it for free. I mean, that is a quote-unquote marketing technique. When a pastor sees something for $12.95, $25.95, $39.95, and then they've got something for free that is so contemporary and relevant and in today's dialogue, it's a wonderful, wonderful asset.
Great.
So we will have those resource sites up and available. We will also have drivers out to the community, out to the marketplace, beginning in mid-August and continuing through September. Our advertising, we are on television. We have a large web presence, a large radio presence. K-Love is on board big time. The Salem Radio Network and all their hundreds of stations are on board in a large way as well. We're creating a Salem Radio Mega Weekend, which is until I came over here from Disney 5 years ago, I was not familiar with this, but it's a wonderful exclusive film run for 48 to 72 hours straight with mentions of the film and giveaways and things of that nature every hour. for 72 straight hours.
Wow.
And it's very impressive, and obviously it's knocking the message out of the ballpark. So, you know, we
okay.
got that. Pardon me?
I'm saying okay.
All right. And then a great other component is Bible Gateway. If you're not familiar with Bible Gateway, it is a site that gets over 100 million page views per month. It is massive, the largest in our community. And this has never been done before, but David is going to be supplying content once a week leading up to the major release. And the title of it, it's Life Sacred Journey, Seven Lessons from Utopia. And each week a new lesson will be provided and distributed via Bible Gateway, which is, for us, a massive get. It's never been done before, and it's the first time. Well, obviously the first time we've done it if it's never been done before. So we're clicking on all areas right now, and it's been a lot of work to build up to it, but the fruits of the labor will be shown within the coming weeks leading up to the release. We've also, and some of you might have already experienced this, I don't know how many of you go to the Christian Summer Festival circuits, but you also might be aware that these festivals out in the middle of fields in Wisconsin and upstate New York, Minnesota, Michigan, draw tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people for a weekend of great music. And we are we have had a presence at seven to ten of these festivals this summer. We targeted it early. And it continues through August, and we have there's trailer play, there's signage on stage, there's stage call-outs, and we were able to create, it's kind of fun, you've probably seen at ball games and all the balloons getting passed around to audiences and all that. Well, we created beach balls that look like, from a distance, up close, not so much, but from a distance, as you're popping it around, we've created beach balls that look like golf balls with our website and the name of the film on it. So, once again, audience members are popping these things throughout the audience during the concerts. You've got the banners on the concert stage. You've got call-outs and shout-outs from the MCs and hosts, and you've got the trailer being played around the festival throughout the weekend. So it's definitely touch points, and I think, Barry, you've had feedback from people seeing exactly what I just explained.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And, Charlie, I'm going to have to just kind of wrap you up and keep moving
done.
Here.
No, I'm done. That's it. I hit my points. So
thank you so much for
that. Was coherent enough for you. but we're definitely, it's a heavy, heavy push.
It feels like it, and I think everybody can get a sense of it. I wanted to just add a couple of things to this grassroots program. We have Focus on the Family, Lifeway, National Coalition of Men's Ministries, Navigators, Man in the Mirror, all these major ministries helping us. Zondervan published a new version of the book with Robert Duvall, Lucas Black on the cover. Third Day, because their song Born Again is in the movie, did a contest for people to come and walk the red carpet with them, and they have over 3,000 people who are trying to win a trip to Atlanta and walk the red carpet with Third Day. We've put out over 150,000 copies of the book during Father's Day that were over 300 churches participating in the Man in the Mirror Book Club. So you can see there's an awful lot of what's going on the grassroots level, and that really leads me then to Jim Orr, who is here. Jim, are you on the call?
I am.
Thank you, buddy, for being here, and thank you for being so patient up until now. I sent out last night to all these guys and this morning a copy of our 831 targets. And would you mind, first of all, talking about the 500 run overall, but then what we're doing, a little bit more what Dennis touched on, the 831-91 for group sales. Would you talk about that for a minute?
Yep, absolutely. Happy to. So first of all, as Dennis mentioned, we're looking at 500-plus runs, probably just over, nationwide, which is a very good break for this film. We'll be heavier in places that we know we should be heavier in, both from a faith-based standpoint and from a golfing standpoint and from a Texas standpoint, quite frankly, because it was filmed down there and has quite a few connections to it. So far, exhibition has been very receptive. Proof of that is that as I sit here today, I've got just under 400 runs confirmed already, about 395, 397, something like that, which for, just to put that in context, for an independent film more than a month out is just showing great, you know, great response, especially.
And Jim, the word runs means theater, right? The
word runs means theaters, absolutely. That's exactly right. So, we are set to be in very good shape for this thing. I'm glad to have the opportunity to mention, kind of hitchhike off what Dennis said a little bit regarding the pre-show, the pre-release, rather, group sales. As Barry just mentioned, we've identified a bunch of theaters and a bunch of markets, just under 50, that we are going after to have pre-release group sales efforts for 8/31 and or 9/1, and those details to be worked out with individual theaters as they come through and with individual groups. However, I want to make abundantly clear and just challenge everybody on
a little louder, Jim. You're fading on me.
I said, however, I also want to make abundantly clear and just challenge everybody on the phone with us here today that if 8/31 or 9/1 is not convenient for your group, if, you know, early Labor Day weekend or whatever the case may be, feel free to arrange for massive ticket sales, you know, 9/2 and any time thereafter. We're happy to do that as well. But Barry's got a very good list and has been working. Barry, Jackie, and Aaron Orr have been working diligently on lining up a ton of groups, and things are looking up. So
let's make this a little microcosm. What we're looking to do is get groups of, well, on 8/31 and 9/1, the 2 days before the movie opens on September 2nd, Dennis was referring to, somebody could take the whole theater, right? If there's 200 seats, your group could come in, take the whole thing, right? Right, Jim?
That's absolutely right.
And then a lot of people might go with a group of 25 or 50 from their church or whatever, and they would sort of work together then with Jackie, who we'll introduce here in a minute. But Jim, to the point of the theaters, the locations, where we're going to be on these 8/31 targets, you've done a pretty good job and you've drilled down through with these exhibitors on who's willing to work ahead of time with us and have that box office roll into our weekend, which is critical for us.
Yeah, exactly right. The official release date, and we should all be on the same page here to make no mistake whatsoever. You're speaking to anybody, the official release date for the film is September 2nd. However, again, we have managed to go to exhibition and ask them where we have interest and where we can do it to arrange for pre-release group sales showings, and so that people can come in and do a couple things. One, help us bolster the gross, obviously, because all of that money, ticket money, will be rolled into the weekend's gross for the film. And two, I would hope that would also be an opportunity to generate great word of mouth. So you have people come in that from your community, whatever the case may be, whatever group that you're associated with, see the film, talk about the film, and then go out and tell everybody else about it. You know, and you have a chance to see it early. The good news is normally those are referred to as word of mouth screenings in the industry. They're done for free. And, you know, it really can bite into the gross a little bit, especially on an independent film like this. Here we have the ability to really do two good things at once, to generate bigger grosses than we otherwise would and two, to generate great word of mouth, which also should equal greater box office down the road. So, again, those opportunities are available. If, you've got Barry's information. So if there's something like that you're interested in, work that through Barry. Barry, Jackie, Aaron, and I are working lately pretty much every day on narrowing down or widening the theaters. And so far I've not had any resistance from exhibition. You know, there's a couple computer-type things, if you will, that I need them to do, logistical things. But so far they've been more than willing to cooperate. They appreciate the fact that you have such a great group Charlie and Barry and Aaron and everybody and Dennis, such a great group that are really hustling on this thing and really trying to knock it out of the park. And that's
great, Jim. And what we've got here, I've probably got 10 different people asking the same question. You know, are we doing group sales in my area and it's not listed on this 831 targets we have right now? I'll just cover all those questions with this. We will absolutely look in on this. The question will be if maybe you can help us. And if you can help us by way of selling out a couple of theaters, maybe the 7 o'clock show, because, Jim, we're going to have more than just one time available to us at these shows, right? We can probably
Here's what I'm telling Exhibition, all right, when I'm getting this done. I'm saying we've had great interest in XYZ Theater and for pre-release group sales. Would like to be able to, you know, we would like your permission to do pre-release group sales at this particular theater, XYZ Theater. If they agree, Jackie Papier will follow up with the exhibitors' group sales personnel and work out the specific details. So it may be a showtime or multiple showtimes or whatever the case may be on 831 and or 91. So we're trying to be as flexible as we possibly can. I'm trying to keep it as open as I possibly can with Exhibition. And as I said earlier, so far so good. So far I've not really had a lot of pushback. If we do, we'll deal with that then and just kind of go from there. But so far so good.
And the point for these questions that I'm seeing here on various cities that aren't covered yet on 831 is that we will look into it. And I've got all your questions here. I will absolutely look into it with Jim. We'll get you feedback. I've got your names. I know what your questions are. Jackie, can you just chime in here for a minute? I want you to talk to the guys, talk about what the process looks like when they want to do group sales, and maybe you can give out your information too.
Sure. Thank you. Of course, now I start coughing. Thanks for including me in the Johnnies. And the good news is everybody's muted, so I don't know if that joke went over well. Thank you, Barry. Yes, I'm handling group sales, and I think Jim did and Barry both did a great job in explaining that we really need your support those 2 days. I don't know if anybody knows how hard a job Jim had getting them Exhibition to give us these 2 days on an independent film, as he said, and to count it as box office gross, which really helps the film in the long run. I think Jim mentioned that if we have a really good opening weekend, then the messaging of the film, the theaters will call us to want to go play the film in other areas of the country, and that you just can't ask for anything more on an independent film, and to help get the message out. So the process is really easy. You email or give me a call, and I think, Barry, we can I can give my email address really quick. It's utopia@entertainmentgroupsales.com.
One more time.
And Barry, I'm sorry, utopia@entertainmentgroupsales.com, or you can give me a buzz at 310-488-6003. Again, 310-488-6003. And my information's on the website as well. But basically, you just let me know how many people, what date, what show time you'd like, which theater, and I can, you know, the group rates vary by theaters and by state, by theater chain. So most of them start at 25 or more, some are 50 or more, but I could be able to combine some groups, or you might be able to combine some groups, and we can make it really easy, and literally all you have to do is pick up your tickets at the theater. So we really need your support, especially on those 2 days, to get those theaters filled, because Exhibition is really, you know, giving us those dates kindly and to support the film, and I just think it's really important. So,
David, I know these advanced showings are, you and I have talked about how important they are to the process.
Oh, my goodness. And they're really important to obviously get the word out, but it's a chance. It's a chance for our group to, our Johnnies to really step up and say, you know what, we're gonna bring our neighbors and our church and get people involved. I just think that's the tool here. You know, that we've got a tool here. Now we've got a chance to get people to the theater to let this thing, let this process move in and through them.
And guys, go ahead, Jackie.
I was just going to say a couple of quick things. I have a lot of people that are doing like book clubs and then planning on bringing people on that Wednesday or Thursday and then having a discussion in church on Sunday. So there's so many different things that you can do to get your group interested and going. And, again, to do this as a group, you get a discount. You can sell the tickets also. Exhibition doesn't love that, but you can do that to raise some money as a benefit. So whatever you, you know,
how would that
do,
be done, Jackie? Tell us more about that.
If they buy the tickets in a group rate, say if they buy 50 tickets at $7.50 and they want to resell them at $10 and put that $2.50 in their coffers at church or what, however they want to do it, they can do that.
Okay. Okay. And let me say I've had several people who are doing 83191 groups. And I am working on putting together sort of a PDF of information. And if you will tell us at linksofutopia.com, that email address we've been given out, if you'll send us your request, we will make up one of those PDFs for you that you can use for your area. I'll have to put your, you know, your local information if people want more information, you know, about what's going on. So you may have to stand up and answer some questions. But if you're willing to do that, we'll mock up or send to you this PDF that you can use. Very nicely done. It's got the movie outline on it and all that, the information. It's got Jackie's number to order from. So I think that'd be a nice little piece. Also have a question here. Let me see your questions again from Al Soltis. Any special book deals available to buy 100 or 200? You can get as many as you want right now. We still have a few left up until the movie opens of the kind with Robert Duvall and Lucas Black on the cover through the golfbookgiveaway.org site, golfbookgiveaway.org, and they're less than a dollar each. That's a deal that won't be around very much longer, and they will be available at whatever quantity you want them right now. That pays for your shipping and everything. So, you know, go grab a few, go back on that website and order some, get them in so you can use them. Couple other questions, Dennis Stewart. When will the movie be coming out in Canada, in Calgary? That's a good question. Dennis, you have any information on international or Canada? David, I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
I didn't have that information. Dennis did, but we'll find out the answer to that and get back to you. The theaters.
Barry and Jackie, I just want to let you know I had followed up with Dennis about some international tomorrow. They're still in the process.
Okay.
So.
Questions here. Will theaters be listed online? Yes. If you go to 7daysinutopia.com, you can watch the trailer. You can see some pictures. You can see a synopsis of the movie. And you can click on a button on theaters, 7daysinutopia.com. There's a theater listing. We're trying to keep it updated. It's not as current as the kind of information that we can send around to you on a PDF because it has to go through a creative process of getting put on there. But John Klein, you're asking about how do we talk about this with our pastors. We have a synopsis online there that you can see. I do have opportunities. Chris Ackerson, you're asking about opportunities to screen the movie before it releases. If you're in any of these markets where we're doing our church screenings, I would be happy to slide you in to watch the movie when that's going on. And what I will do is, to this group that has been on this call, I will send out the information of the church screening so you can know where that is going to be. Had several people ask about that. Will there be any posters or flyers available to put up at golf courses? Yes. We have what we call mini posters that we've made that are 11 by 17s that are being distributed to golf courses. And Tracy, thank you for asking that question. If you will send us a request at info, telling us the info at linksofutopia.com, that what you want to do, I'm going to have somebody follow up and see that you get those. Probably will come to you in a tube, and you'll just request, you know, if you can use 5, 10, 15, whatever it is you're thinking, we'll put a tube of them together and get them to you. David, I think we've just about taken the hour here. Buddy, I wonder if you want to talk for just a minute or wrap up in a prayer. We really appreciate the time these guys have been on this call and listened to all this information.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. This is a unique opportunity, once in a lifetime, maybe more if God just honors this and blesses this. But let me pray over us, and thank you guys so much for all you've done in the past and will continue to do. Father, we just come to you and we thank you and give you glory and honor for this. This is your deal. And so we just ask you remove us from the process and let your Holy Spirit speak to us clearly, Lord. We just pray that all the theaters that need to come through will. Bless Jim, Jackie, and all the players on this call, Lord, and just inspire us to do your work and your will and to use this for your purpose and your glory. And that's the reason it's been done. And so we give you glory and honor. We thank you for this, and appreciate Barry, God, for working through him and organizing this. And cover Dennis, Father, with the stress, and Jim and Jackie with all that's going on, and Aaron, Father, in front of us. We pray your blessing and shield will be around them and me as I speak and talk and encourage others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Fellas, we really appreciate it. Thank you all for being here today. We'll be back in...